Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Israel is enjoying comfortable weather today. Tel Aviv is sunny with clear skies, while Jerusalem sees a mild breeze. In Haifa, the temperatures are pleasant, offering a great day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel from earlier today, the United States struck Iran and revoked an oil sanctions waiver after attacks on tankers in Hormuz. The Islamic Republic has threatened a crushing response. Also, 24 News reports that U.S. forces have completed strikes against Iran, hitting over 80 targets overnight in retaliation for disrupting traffic in Hormuz. Also this hour, the Forward notes that the U.S. military announced powerful strikes against Iran, marking the latest exchange between the countries. Separately, the Jerusalem Post questions if Israel should be concerned about Egypt's new Octagon military command headquarters. And finally, JTA highlights that the U.S. attacks are retaliation for alleged Iranian targeting of commercial vessels. The violence could disrupt diplomatic talks. Here's what people are saying online. Ayal Yacobi, a commentator, posted just minutes ago questioning the lack of outrage as Kuwait announces they are under attack by Iran following a barrage of drones and rockets on Bahrain. Ynet Global reported earlier today that Iran vows a crushing response to U.S. strikes, accusing Washington of blatant aggression. Eli Afriat, an Israeli observer, noted that three ballistic missiles were launched from Iran's Fars province towards Bahrain, causing explosions heard there and in Kuwait. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S.-Iran tensions. The Times of Israel reports that the U.S. has revoked an oil sanctions waiver following their strikes on Iran. This act comes after recent Iranian attacks on tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. The situation has escalated rapidly, with Iran threatening a severe response. These developments could have significant implications for international oil markets and regional stability. Turning to the extensive military action by the U.S., I-24 News detailed that U.S. forces targeted over 80 sites in Iran. The strikes aimed to counter Iran's attacks on commercial ships, a move the U.S. describes as necessary to protect maritime security. This escalation adds to the strain in U.S.-Iran relations and could impact diplomatic negotiations. Meanwhile, the Forward reports that these military actions are the latest in a series of exchanges between the U.S. and Iran. The strikes took place Tuesday evening and raised concerns over potential disruptions in peace talks between the two nations. The ongoing violence continues to fuel tensions in the region. Separately, the Jerusalem Post raises questions about Egypt's new military command headquarters. The vast complex has drawn attention from Israel. Although existing security coordination and agreements like the 1979 peace treaty still hold significant weight, Israel's strategic interests along the Gaza border remain a priority. Finally, JTA highlights the potential diplomatic fallout from the U.S. military actions. The strikes, seen as retaliation against Iran's alleged targeting of vessels, might hinder efforts to resume talks. The regional instability could affect not only direct U.S.-Iran relations, but also broader international diplomacy. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that the Defense Ministry opposes Zim's proposed $4.2 billion sale to Hapag-Lloyd. Officials warn that this deal could weaken Israel's control over key shipping routes during future conflicts. Separately, Walla Business discusses the impact of protection fees on Israeli families. Known as the silent terror tax, it costs each family around 8,000 shekels a year, affecting business owners and farmers alike. And finally, Globes provides a snapshot of the Israeli real estate market. Recent deals include transactions in cities like Tel Aviv, Rishon LeZion, and Kiryat Gat, highlighting ongoing activity in the housing sector. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.